Hello, my loves. It is, I wanted to say Friday night. No, that is not true. It is Wednesday. No, it's Tuesday night. Oh boy. It's Tuesday night. I keep thinking it's Friday because I'm off tomorrow. My son is off tomorrow, and it's the start of the holiday week. So my son's off Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and so am I. And but I'm not because I'm working on all of the figure fit stuff for the new launch coming up. And you guys, I was just talking to my best friend about just some things that, we've been going through with our own lives and things that we talk about all the time, like mindset and darkness and tears. And so this past Sunday, I was going and let me just stop here for a moment. My son is in the basement with a friend and they're lifting weights. Yes, they are. And if you hear just some like, whoa, that's what they're doing. Okay. So I'm up in my office, which is literally like right above them. So just so you know, that's what you might hear. Okay. So I want to share with you. First, somebody shared this with me last night. My best friend sent this to me last night. And it said, Corinthians 4:18. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen. Actually, let me back up. Okay, because like this is really important. I was anxious last night, and so I texted him and I was like, I'm anxious. And so he calls me, he's like, why are you anxious? And then I wake up this morning and I see this. Your anxiousness caused anxiousness in me. So I turned to God. God answered with this as I opened the Bible to 2 Corinthians 4:18. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is real. So I woke up to that this morning, and I've been waking up at 4:58 a.m. Very proud of that, can you tell? 4:58 a.m. Getting up, going and getting some water, and moving my body a little bit, stretching just a little bit, and then sitting down into my meditation space, and then meditating for 15 minutes. And this morning, in my tired, hazy state, I was like, I know this to be true. And all of the things that I talk about is with the heavenly mind is to focusing on the good things, right? And as you focus on those things, more of that stuff will come to you. Well, I was sitting there in my hazy state of mind this morning, and I was like, what is unseen? Like questioning the divine and questioning infinite intelligence and saying, what is the unseen? What is it? What is it? What is it? What is it? What does it feel like? What does it look like? What is it? And it's eternal. Okay, so, and I was just, what is it? What is the unseen? What is the unseen? And that is the only thing I allowed my mind to be on. And, that later on that morning, I had a conversation and my friend and I, we started talking about the unseen and what it is. And the unseen is faith. The unseen is love. The unseen is knowing. The unseen is belief. The unseen are your thoughts. The unseen is your energy. There's so many unseen things. And, as I went through this day, we really were like, doing our thing. And then all of a sudden, I remembered last Sunday's church service. And this gentleman who was speaking is, he doesn't speak every Sunday. His name is Preacher Bob. And you can tell that Preacher Bob is so, he's so smart and he's so passionate about this topic. And he told his own story about, and forgive me, Preacher Bob, if you're listening and I have this part of it wrong, But he told his own story about his dad being a Southern Baptist preacher and how when he became a preacher in his own right, Preacher Bob, his own father wouldn't have anything to do with him because he wasn't speaking about God in the way that his father approved of. Yet he was still preaching love and unity and light and Christ. But yet this dad basically, no, not basically, did abandon his son and his son's gift and his son's passion to lead and to share this. And now this, the reason I brought this first topic up about anxiousness is because you're anxious sometimes. You're stressed sometimes. We're all anxious sometimes. We're all triggered and stressed out by life all the time. And so when we're triggered and we're anxious, what do we do? What do we turn to and what do we do? You guys, the freaking world is attacking. They're attacking. Just turn on the news. The news has nothing good to say. And you know what? So let me go into the story because this is so critical. So this past Sunday, Preacher Bob is talking about, you know, he just shared that little glimmer about his dad. And really that was like, it showed me the depth of his own, angst, his own broken heart, his own just depth of feeling unworthy because of what his father had done to him. And I can relate because my father left when I was one. And he left. And, you know, I never really thought about it like this until recently when I was talking to my mom. And my mom was like, you know, my mom said, he did. He abandoned you. He left. And he did, you guys. He moved. He moved away. And so I, as a mother, I look at that and I think, I could never do that. You know, my son, he went and lived with his dad in St. Louis for 4 years, but he grew up with me. I didn't abandon him. I didn't leave him. I went to see him once a month. You know, it's like there's a difference between abandonment and allowing your child growth. And this has plagued me in many ways throughout my life. And I've done a lot of work around this. And so, you know, listening to Preacher Bob, I saw the depth of where he was in this message the other day. And here's where it takes a turn, and very important turn. Vincent van Gogh, Preacher Bob starts showing us this art. He's like, do you guys recognize this teacher? Or I'm sorry, this artist. And he was like, he showed Starry Night. He showed his own portrait. He goes, this is a very, very famous artist, Vincent van Gogh. And many people have many people, you can tell I'm tired. Many people know who this guy is, but they don't know his story. Some people do. Some people know that Vincent van Gogh went crazy, if that's how you want to put it. Oh, there they go downstairs. Are you okay? Hold on. Are you okay? They don't hear me. Anyways, so he went insane in his final years before he committed suicide. And Vincent van Gogh cut off his ear. You may have heard that. And this gentleman was a brilliant artist. And there are songs made of Vincent van Gogh. And Preacher Bob had this service like completely built out to, you know, build up this story of worthiness, of enoughness. I could tell you I needed it. And one of the songs was Starry, Starry Night that he played. He said, I have to play this for you guys because Vincent van Gogh, he was in need of somebody to meet him and say, I see you. I am here for you. And just hug him. Just be with him. And he didn't have that. He had people attacking him. And Starry, Starry Night has a phrase in there where it says, Vincent, and you guys, this is just too close to my heart because my son's name is Vincent. But this song says, you know, this world was too beautiful. This world was too beautiful for you, or something like that. You were too beautiful for this world. And of course you didn't feel like you belonged here because you were too beautiful for this world. Now, Preacher Bob started talking about how you guys, he's passionate about this story. Loves Vincent van Gogh's art. And he goes to Chicago Art Museum. And the Chicago Art Museum is doing a beautiful exhibit on Vincent van Gogh's art. And so Preacher Bob was going through the whole exhibit, you know, admiring the art, be so happy that he was there. And at the end of the exhibit, they're shuttling him, all the people, through the gift shop. Well, what do you find in the gift shop? This is where it turns into absolute sickening behavior of people of this world. There was gag gift after gag gift, trying to profit not only off of his beautiful art by allowing people to come into the museum to see his art, but at the end, profit off of his insanity. And there were coffee mugs with an ear as a handle, and there were other things, you know, just a lot of other things that were gag gift after gag gift. And, you know, I look at the world now in with such massive duality. And duality is starting to, it used to bother me more than it does now. And you know, it's like there is darkness and there's light, period. You're either in the light and thinking the light and good thoughts, or you're not, period. And when you're in the light, you know it. And when you're attacking, you know it. When you're feeling separated, you know it. You're either in the light and you're in the joy and the knowing of who you are and the connectivity between you and other people, or you're not. And, you know, trying to profit off of somebody's insanity is sickness. It's sickness. It's not cool. And the fact that they did that blows my mind because there's so many things that nowadays I don't think that they would do that. They wouldn't do it. They wouldn't do it, especially if people were alive. But they think now that he's in his grave, they can do that. And honestly, that's just darkness. It's darkness. And I look at duality now with just massive awareness to like how stupid it is. And all the people of the world, all of us, we're either in the light or we're in the dark. You're either in hate and separation or you're not. And it's not about God. It is not about religion. This is not a religious thing. You guys, that was put on you to control you. Look at the Southern Baptist preachers. You know, yes, it is. You know, example, I gave a ton of my stuff. I gave everything away to the church. Gave everything away to the church from my yoga studio and gladly did. And then when I reached out to them to say, hey, I'd like to do yoga with you or teach people another way to approach the divine that lives within, did I hear back from them? Nope. Now, I look at this as in a way that it could be, maybe they're just busy, but no. But the moment they got my email about donation, they were quick to get back to me. But now they got this about something different. It's something outside of their norm, and they're not getting back to me. Did that piss me off? Absolutely, it pissed me off. Do I recognize it as being a part of a religious system? Absolutely do. And you know what? I don't care. Do what you want. I'm still going to go to your church because the message that these people are speaking is still good. And I'm going to separate myself from the attack. I'm not going to attack because what's the point? What's the point? It's a system. It's a system. And it's also a business. It's an absolute business. Religion's a business. If you don't think so, you're highly misguided. It's all a business. So I just wanted to share this with you guys tonight because this is part of our modern day living, is a part of our modern day society with what is being pushed upon us, and also what we accept. Because if you're accepting a lot of the stuff that the world is just putting out there and you're not thinking past it, and then you know what? A lot of people are not thinking for themselves. They're going along with the stories. Be happy to be different. Be thrilled to be different. Because you know what? At least you're not a freaking sheep going along. And so here's the beauty of Jesus's story. Jesus would go after that one lost sheep. He didn't stick with the crowd because he didn't care, because they were together. They were in the one mind. But he went out and he went to get that lost sheep, that lost soul, because he knew that soul was going to commit suicide. And he knew that soul was going to die out there on its own in some way, shape, or form. That's your duty. That's your purpose. You're here to save souls. You're not here to fit in the crowd. You're not here to just go along with what everybody else is doing. You are not here for that. You are here to save souls, to rise up and be the person that you know is on your soul to be. Nobody else can do it. And who the fuck cares what anyone else thinks? Here's another thing. Jesus had 12 followers when he was alive. Those people closest to him betrayed him. He stuck with that message and that mission. Why? Because it was on his soul. It was on his heart. He knew it to be truth. Just like I will speak my message because I know it in the depths of my soul, and I will share it, and I don't care. I do care. But I care of all the beautiful people who will be moved by this message. But I don't care about anybody who is asleep, who is lost, who is not living in this mission, who is not seeking their purpose, who has anything to say about me or to me. Because you know what? They're not in the arena. They're not in the fucking arena. And until you get in the arena and you got your battle gear on and you show me that you can fight like a warrior too, get out. You got nothing to say. And you know what? That's what Jesus did. He was a warrior. He went after the one lost sheep. He stuck to his message. And look where we are, thousands and thousands of years later. Let's be exact. 2018 years later, to be exact. His message was never about religion and paying the church. It was about love. It was about unity. It was about helping the people who are lost and helping them remember that they're whole and they're love. That's what his message was. So whenever you're shown anything other than love and wholeness, or you feel unworthy, you have to remember that there are so many people out there who are willing to save you, who are willing to look you in the face and say, you're enough. All you got to do is just reach out to the people closest to you. Don't hide. Don't shrink back. Don't close yourself off in isolation. Reach out. Find your tribe. Connect to me. You guys, just do it. We need each other, and this is what we're here for. We are not here to make fun of the broken. And I'm going to tell you what, that's what a majority of our population is doing. There's not many people teaching the light. There's not many people teaching thought awareness. And the unseen, I'm going to go back to this, it's everything. Your thoughts, they lead to a belief. That belief leads to an action. That action leads to a habit. And that habit leads to your character. And that character leads to your destiny. So be careful what you're thinking. And especially be careful what you're saying. You can stop a thought, kill it off right away. But you can't change what you've done. Can't ever take that stuff back. The unseen is so important. Your thoughts, your feelings, your beliefs, faith, knowing, trust, love, all these things are the unseen. Vision is the unseen. So this is a big one tonight, and yeah, I'm pretty passionate about it. I even had one glass of wine, so I have a little bit of fire behind me. A little wall taken down, and that helps me sometimes to remove a little bit of the barrier. And you know what? That's okay. It's okay. There's massive awareness here, and I am in alignment with what I'm doing. I'm in alignment. And I want you guys to remember that you are so incredibly worthy. You're so incredibly powerful. And don't be afraid to stand up in your power and be, and you know, speak the message that has been put on your heart, because I know you know what I'm talking about. So what I'm speaking tonight is just like a little snippet. If you guys could see the bigger vision, if you could just see in my brain, oh my God. You'd be like, yes, bring that. It's like a trilogy book that I want to write that I can't even get enough fingers on a computer and enough brain power behind this to get this out. It's so big. This is why I'm on fire lately, because I know that this message that is moving through my soul can save lives, can help people, can change the trajectory of so many people's lives. And I'm in it. I'm in it. Because it's so saved my life. It saved my life, this message on my heart. It took me out of the darkness and it put me into the light. And it put me on the path to kingdom of heaven here on earth. It put me in the light of knowing my wholeness, love, worthiness, bliss, ecstasy. All the beautiful things are here. When you have this message on your soul and you align to it and you're willing to take the steps and you're willing to step into the fear, you're going to be supported. I know you guys, I am 40. It took me a really long time to really, really boldly step into this message. And, you know, I hate to say, I'm glad I waited. I think everything has a purpose, but I'm ready. And honestly, there's a big lesson that I went through recently that taught me more love and more compassion for everyone. And that is so needed. That was needed from me. And I know that. I know that. I know that. So don't ever doubt your path and just keep going, you guys, because it's on your soul for a reason. And it's happening for a reason. And remember, every ounce of this life is for you. So please remember that and please take it forward. And you guys, if you have any questions, you need any support, any help, reach out to me. I'm here for you. And I also have a whole tribe of people who are here for you as well. Okay? I love you. Have a beautiful night. And I'll talk to you again soon. Bye.